Welcome back. Today we're tracking three converging forces that are fundamentally reshaping how power consolidates in the AI industry. What makes February 2026 different from every other moment in this market is the simultaneity of these shifts. We're watching humanoid robotics achieve commercial viability at scale. We're seeing Chinese AI labs reach functional parity with Western leaders. And we're observing regulatory arbitrage accelerate talent reallocation in ways that will determine who wins the next decade. The strategic decision window across multiple sectors has compressed to 12 to 18 months. Let's connect the dots. The most significant development this week happened in a warehouse somewhere, not in a boardroom or a research lab. Figure AI's Helix 2 humanoid robot just achieved 67 consecutive hours of autonomous operation using pure neural network control. Now, that might sound like an incremental milestone until you understand what it actually means for market structure. This isn't about robots getting slightly better. This represents the elimination of 90% of traditional manufacturing costs while enabling something far more powerful, fleet-wide learning transfer. One robot learns something, and that knowledge propagates across thousands of units instantaneously. What we're witnessing is AI's center of gravity shifting from software margins to manufacturing economics. The next trillion-dollar opportunity in artificial intelligence isn't another chatbot or coding assistant. It's embodied intelligence operating in physical space. Figure AI CEO Brett Adcock made a prediction this week that deserves careful attention. He believes the robotics industry will consolidate to far fewer than 10 companies globally. That's not hyperbole when you understand the capital requirements and technical moats being established right now. Think about what's currently happening in this market. There are more than 150 Chinese competitors and at least 10 serious US players all competing in humanoid robotics. The broader pattern here mirrors every other deep tech consolidation we've seen historically. There's an 18-month positioning window before manufacturing scale and neural network capabilities establish insurmountable competitive moats. After that window closes, the game is essentially over for new entrants. The binary choice facing market participants is stark. Either commit $50 million or more to developing proprietary capabilities now, accept significant margin compression through partnership models, or face competitive obsolescence within 2 years. There's no middle path that preserves optionality. The concept being discussed in manufacturing circles is what some are calling alien dreadnought factories. These are highly automated production facilities designed to support not thousands, but potentially billions of autonomous systems. The capital requirements naturally favor consolidation, and they require completely different skill sets, capital structures, and geographic footprints than traditional assembly line manufacturing. More importantly, for strategic positioning, consider the US-China dimension. Any organization building dependency on Chinese robotic supply chains is creating strategic vulnerability precisely as this market scales toward becoming, in some estimates, the biggest industry in human history. The window for establishing independent manufacturing capabilities appears limited to this current 12 to 18-month period. After that, network effects and manufacturing scale advantages solidify permanently. Now, let's talk about what's happening with Chinese AI capabilities, because multiple data points this week confirm something that changes everything about competitive dynamics. Chinese AI labs have achieved functional parity with Western leaders across critical enterprise applications. Feeling AI's CodeBrain 1 just scored 72.9% on TerminalBench 2.0. OpenAI's equivalent scores 77.3%. We're talking about a performance gap measured in months, not years, for coding agents that are critical for enterprise automation. But here's what makes this particularly consequential. That performance parity is converging with roughly 10 times cost advantages. ByteDance is offering access to Seedens 2.0 for 1 yuan. Alibaba's Quen Image 2.0 is matching US model performance while integrating Chinese language capabilities. These aren't premium positioning plays. These are classic market penetration strategies designed to establish user-based dominance before Western competitors can respond. This creates what I'm calling a strategic trilemma for enterprise buyers. Premium US providers maintain slight technical leads but command 5 to 10 times cost premiums. Chinese alternatives offer 90% of the performance at fractional costs but carry regulatory and data sovereignty concerns. Or you can pursue hybrid approaches that require complex vendor management across geopolitical boundaries. The margin compression implications are substantial. Any organization relying exclusively on US AI providers faces sustained pricing pressure as Chinese alternatives achieve feature parity across more categories. The guidance here is clear and immediate. Allocate 2 to 3% of AI budgets right now to pilot Chinese alternatives while maintaining Western relationships. This establishes optionality before market dynamics solidify.
The alternative is waiting for competitive clarity, which risks either vendor lock-in at uncompetitive pricing or scrambling to integrate alternatives under time pressure later. The 12 to 18 month window for establishing these vendor diversification strategies is closing. Looking at the landscape, we're also seeing foundation model competition finally materialize in a meaningful way. Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.6 launch marks the first credible challenge to OpenAI's 18-month market dominance. We're seeing measurable ChatGPT market share compression, down to 25 to 26%, signaling genuine competitive dynamics rather than theoretical alternatives. The 1 million token context window represents a 4x improvement over previous capabilities and enables enterprise applications requiring extensive document processing that were previously impractical. This validates the thesis that foundation model markets would eventually support multiple competitive players rather than winner-take-all dynamics. For strategic positioning, this creates immediate opportunities. Enterprises can now negotiate better terms, avoid vendor lock-in, and implement multi-model architectures optimized for different use cases rather than defaulting to single-vendor solutions. The competitive response patterns matter significantly. OpenAI's next moves, whether accelerated GPT-5 release, strategic partnerships, or enterprise-focused differentiation, will shape market structure for the next 24 months. Now, while U.S. legislators debate more than 1,000 restrictive state-level AI laws, something interesting is happening with talent flows. Europe's comprehensive regulatory framework is inadvertently driving top AI talent toward American companies. This regulatory arbitrage dynamic has historical precedent. Excessive localized regulation typically drives innovation to more permissive jurisdictions until federal or international harmonization occurs. We saw this in biotechnology, where U.S. regulatory efficiency created sustained competitive advantages that persist decades later. The talent reallocation creates first-order competitive advantages for U.S. organizations capable of absorbing European AI researchers and engineers. But the second-order effects matter more. The concentration of AI talent in the United States accelerates domestic capability development while potentially handicapping European competitiveness in AI-powered industries for a generation. For strategic positioning, organizations should view this as a temporary window rather than a permanent state. The 12 to 18-month timeline aligns with typical legislative cycles. Expect either U.S. federal harmonization or European regulatory adjustment to reduce arbitrage opportunities. Companies should accelerate international talent acquisition during this window, while building organizational capabilities to leverage distributed global talent as regulatory environments eventually stabilize. The geopolitical implications extend well beyond talent. What we're seeing emerge is a U.S.-China AI duopoly combined with European regulatory constraints that suggests a three-block structure. U.S. innovation leadership, Chinese manufacturing scale, and European regulatory frameworks that may eventually set global standards through market access requirements. Organizations must develop strategies for operating across these distinct regulatory regimes simultaneously. Building on that, let's look at what's happening in enterprise software, because this market is confronting its first genuine disruption threat in a decade. AI development tools are maturing rapidly and enabling AI-native alternatives to incumbent platforms. The strategic question centers on whether AI creates sustaining innovation that favors incumbents like Salesforce, or disruptive innovation that enables new entrants to bypass traditional enterprise complexity entirely. Two competing scenarios are emerging. The first is equilibrium maintenance, where incumbents leverage frontier models to enhance existing platforms, making displacement unlikely despite anecdotal $500,000 contract cancellations. The second is fundamental disruption through AI-native stacks built independently from legacy systems. The data supporting each scenario is genuinely mixed. Incumbents possess significant defensive advantages in customer relationships, data integration, and compliance infrastructure. Yet AI-native challengers can potentially offer 10 times cost advantages and faster deployment. The 18 to 24-month competitive window suggests enterprises should run parallel procurement strategies. Continue incumbent relationships while allocating 10 to 15% of software budgets to AI-native experimentation portfolios. This hedging strategy acknowledges uncertainty about disruption timing while maintaining optionality. More broadly, AI-powered tools are demonstrating 85% cycle time reduction and autonomous code generation capabilities. This suggests software development cost structures face 40 to 60% reduction through AI automation. Organizations should maintain team sizes while leveraging AI for 3x output capacity, rather than pursuing efficiency-driven downsizing that sacrifices competitive positioning. Before we close, I want to connect two seemingly tangential developments that actually reveal broader patterns relevant to AI strategy. The luxury watch market is experiencing an authentication breakdown. 40 million counterfeit units are circulating annually with no unified verification standards. This creates a $5 billion-plus addressable market for AI-powered verification solutions, while illustrating the scalability limitations of human expertise. This authentication crisis mirrors emerging challenges in AI-generated content verification, deepfake detection, and digital asset authentication. Organizations developing computer vision, blockchain provenance tracking, and multimodal authentication AI could capture significant value by solving cross-industry verification challenges. The investment thesis is straightforward. Target premium markets where verification failures create substantial value destruction, then establish authentication standards that capture platform-level value across multiple verticals. Similarly, cellular immunotherapy advances demonstrate how breakthrough technologies can disrupt existing market structures. Base editing technology is achieving 82% response rates that significantly exceed current CAR-T benchmarks, while enabling allogenic approaches that reduce per unit costs from $200,000 to potentially $50,000. This pattern of technology breakthroughs enabling order of magnitude cost reductions applies across AI-enabled industries, from drug discovery to material science. The strategic lesson is recognizing when adjacent market developments signal broader technology shifts. AI's impact on authentication, verification, and precision biology suggests investing in horizontal platforms rather than vertical solutions. Capturing value across multiple industries experiencing similar technology-driven disruption simultaneously. Thesis update. What changed in the global outlook today is the recognition that these three forces,